From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Jamaican government and police officers' union resume wage talks after a night of soldiers helping to patrol the streets. The World Bank criticizes CARICOM for not reducing the top rate of the CET, and Christian Aid campaigns to change unfair world trade. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaican soldiers were on police duty in the streets last night as discontent within the ranks of the police force grew. At issue were prolonged wage talks between the government and the police federation. The calls by the federation last night for an all-night vigil brought things to a head. I spoke earlier to journalist Gary Allen about the situation which moved from possible confrontation back to the negotiating table.
Well, after the call came from the Police Federation meeting, which took place, word got out that at the vigil, the police would announce that they were going on a sick protest. Having gotten wind of that, then the police commissioner, who has to give permission for any gathering of the police officers, he issued a statement making it clear that he had given no permission for that to happen. Shortly after that, he also went into a meeting with the president of the Federation, Sergeant James Forbes. And about 2 hours after they were meeting, then Sergeant Forbes emerged from the meeting and announced that the vigil had been called off.